From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. One of two rival Libyan governments says it's disbanding to make way for the new UN-brokered unity government. The Tripoli-based Islamist National Salvation Government issued a statement saying it put the interests of the nation above everything else. But Indiana University regional analyst Abdul Qadir Sino says the real reason is the policy of carrots and sticks by the European Union.
The European countries have made clear signals that they will punish those leaders if they don't play along, and also provided them with incentives. The incentives include to free up billions of dollars who were in a Libyan state fund that have been basically embargoed.
Another Libyan administration in the eastern city of Tobruk has yet to recognize the unity government. The North African country has been in chaos since longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled and killed in 2011. Iceland's prime minister resigned Tuesday, the first casualty of the so-called Panama Papers disclosures about hidden offshore investments of the wealthy, powerful, and famous. Leaked files from a Panamanian law firm revealed his wife's ownership of a company in the British Virgin Islands that has more than $4 million in claims against the country's own collapsed banks. The decision followed protests in the street demanding he step down.
We have to do something very strong, definitive, and a very clear message that it is not our character, not in our character. So this fake changes in government is not sufficient for us.
Prime Minister Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson quit ahead of a planned no-confidence vote in Parliament, with the ruling Progressive Party naming its deputy leader to take over as the country's new leader. This is VOA News.